And good morning once again, and welcome to Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer. I know I don't sound like him, but I'm suffering from a slight cold today. Anyway, so I'm going to be your host today. Our regular co-host, Tony Bush, is happily sliding his way down to Tennessee right now. So he will be back in a couple of weeks right now. But I do have in the studio with me as a co-host one of our other SCORE mentors who's been on a couple of times before, Mr. John Burns. John, good to have you with us.
Oh, good. Good to see you this morning.
Good. You want to, John, can you tell us a little bit about your background with SCORE?
Sure. I've been with SCORE about 3.5 years now, and I retired after having sold my company, and I was in business in transportation, warehousing, logistics for about 40 years. And what I specialized in is general management, strategic planning, marketing, and finance. And that's what I try to bring to the clients that I work with.
Okay. And you've worked with the larger businesses, larger companies, and so on?
Larger companies everywhere from Fortune 500 and then finally down to my own business, and everything from the big ones, family-owned. So all these different combinations, and it really helps when I'm working with clients.
Right. Okay. Another good example of the type of people that we have here at SCORE available to help people. So again, thank you, John, for being with us. We'll come kind of moving along here. My job right now is to tell you a little bit more about SCORE Fox Cities and what we're all about. For those of you who aren't familiar, we are located here in the Appleton area. We work out of the Fox Cities Chamber office on Superior Street here in Appleton, but we do cover a 8-county area, including Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Washera counties, as well as we also have a branch in Oshkosh, and we also are in Waupaca County, Winnebago, Outagamie, and Calumet County. So it's about an 8-county area. In that area, we have 52 members right now. Our membership committee has been a little active lately, and so we have a lot of very, very top-quality people available to help you in either very specific areas of starting your business, or people more like myself who are generalists who work in all the areas of marketing and operations and all that type of thing, to be able to help you build your business. So we would invite you, if you have any questions or need to have help with your business, that you please contact us. You can reach us at the website at foxcities.score.org and sign up to request counseling. Any help that you need on that, there's a little area that you just fill out, and it says looking for specific help with, and you fill out that particular area as detailed as possible, and then we'll turn around and match up with somebody like John who can get you to where you want to go, hopefully. And if he's not the man, we have, like I said, 51 other people who are available right now to be able to help you. Okay. In addition to the mentoring services that we offer, we also offer you the special programs that we have and seminars. One we have coming up very near future is going to be down in the Fond du Lac area. It's a very popular topic, and a lot of people are interested in. It is called being on social media, how to use it to improve your business. We would ask you to, again, sign up for it. It's going to be on March the 4th. It's going to be down in Fond du Lac at the Moraine Park Technical College. That's a Wednesday night from 6 until 8. Registration on site will be at around 5:30. But we'd ask you to go out to foxcities.score.org, register for that program. It is $25 per person, and you will be able to learn a lot about how your existing business or as a new business starting up can use social media to grow your business and increase your client base. So please go out and register for that. The other program that's coming up, it's just being scheduled right now, is going to be in May, and that is on the 20th of May starting, will be the Simple Steps startup program that we have, and that is the 5 classes that we offer on how to start your business and how to grow your business plan. Again, that will be coming up on May the 20th and running for 5 consecutive weeks thereafter. We'll have all the details on that for you later on. So again, keep checking the website for information about local programs that are available to you. So again, that's where we are with SCORE right now. Again, we'd ask you if you're interested either in counseling or other information about SCORE. That's at www.foxcities.score.org, or you can reach us at 920-734-7101. Today, we're going to be having a very special guest on today. My guest is going to be Kitty Johnson. Kitty is from CAP Services, and we're going to be talking about all of the various things that that program offers. So that you can find out some of the things that might be able to help you. So we'll be getting back to you on that in just a moment. So for right now, this is the BizTalk show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
As a business owner, you're not afraid to get your hands dirty, to roll up your sleeves and get to work. Your success is built by the sweat of your brow. And if small business is the backbone of America, isn't it about time someone had your back? At Fox Communities Credit Union, we believe our community's business owners deserve more than just a line of credit and a low rate. You deserve a business lender who listens and financial services that support your dream. That's why at Fox you'll find a full line of business services, from great rates on business loans to affordable savings, checking, and merchant accounts to direct deposit and automatic payments. We're committed to supporting our community's businesses for the long haul. Because at Fox, we believe you deserve a financial partner who's got your back. Fox Communities Credit Union. Talk to us. We're listening. Fox Communities Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. To learn how Fox can serve you and your business, stop in or visit foxcu.org today.
And good morning once again, and welcome back to the Biz Talk Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'll be your host today, and my co-host is John Burns with SCORE. We want to just take a second before we introduce our guest to say a thank you to the sponsors that we have out there, just to let you know that these are the people who help bring you this program and who help support SCORE through their efforts. Thank you to the Fox Communities Credit Union with their locations throughout the Fox River Valley, helping us with business lending and helping small businesses. Also, for your accounting needs, there's Alberts and Haling CPAs. They're a little busy right now, but they're working along, and they do a great job of supporting us. For your legal needs, we have Epiphany Law, a boutique law firm with Kevin Eisman and his crew. If it comes to anything that you need for business law, that's the place to start. Also, we'd like to also thank Bank First National, our sponsor here. Bank First National will be opening up the office here in the Valley out near the mall, and we want to welcome them as a sponsor. And also a reminder that we have the eBiz Results. eBiz is the organization that does all of our website design for the SCORE BizTalk website, and we want to thank them for all their help. And then finally, mentioning the Business News publication look here in the Fox Cities, that for all of you who are in business or thinking about business, comes out every 2 weeks and provides you with all of the various local news that's going on in the business, the chambers, and throughout about an 10-county area here, so you can keep up with what's happening in business. So again, if you want to support those sponsors, we really appreciate it, because they're the reason we're able to be on the air. So again, thank you to them. With that said, I want to remind you real quickly also that we have toll-free and regular lines. If you have questions for our guest, please give us a call. You can reach us at 281-1150 here in Appleton, or on the TDS Metro line at 1-866-887-1150. So please, if you have any questions, give us a call. And now what I need to do is get on to the real business of the show, and that is to introduce our guest, and that's Miss Kitty Johnson. Kitty, welcome to the Biz Talk Radio Show.
Good morning, Randy and John. Thank you for having me here today.
Okay, it's a pleasure to have you here. Kitty, why don't we start by having you tell us a little bit about yourself, your involvement with CAP Services, and how you got started and so on.
Okay. I'm a native of the Fox Cities. I was born and raised in, I was born in Nina and raised in the Darbois area, and I was raised on a small dairy farm, which was technically a business back then. I did start with CAP Services in September of 2008 as their Jobs and Business Development Coordinator for Outagamie County. I currently cover Outagamie, Calumet, and Wapaka counties, and assist entrepreneurs and businesses in their startups and expansions with technical assistance or lending packages.
Okay, and your business and background?
Well, I went to school for marketing, but I always had a strong desire, a strong liking of business. We're looking at the dairy farm. I don't really know that I realized it was a business back then when I was a kid, but I did think about business things with the farm and how things are being run. And so in high school, I took business classes, anything that you could back then, and went to school. And my very first job was with the Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
And I think that is where I really started to understand more about the small businesses and started to really have an intrigue about business from start to finish.
Okay.
You know, what does it take to start a business? What does it take to run a business and make it successful? And over the years, I have had numerous jobs in inside sales, customer service, sales, estimating, purchasing, project managing, sales managing. And so,
it's not like me couldn't hold a job. I use that excuse often.
So. Yes, I kind of bounced around, but I learned so much with all of those businesses that I worked for, both large businesses and small businesses. And I think it just became something that I was really interested in and wanted to be a part of. And then working for CAP, not only do I get to work with businesses in business development, but I get to work with an organization that helps people.
Okay.
And so that's very, very nice.
And if we're looking to get in contact with CAP Services, where do we find you?
My phone number is 920-209-1384. And my email address is the letter K as in Kitty, Johnson, at capmail.org.
Okay. And you have a website?
We do have a website. It's www.capservices.org. And there is a lot of information about our programs and especially about jobs and business development on that website.
Okay, now you work just primarily with jobs and businesses, or do you work with all of the various programs that CAP Services offers?
My primary program is jobs and business development. I have worked in our VITA program. I have been a VITA site coordinator for Wapaka County. That's our volunteer income tax assistance program.
Okay.
And that's primarily, I've also been a very, very short period of time, I was a volunteer for our project team. but those are the primary programs I work in are VITA and JBD, or Jobs and Business Development.
Okay. So what we'll be doing is kind of looking into the different programs and so on that CAP Services offers, and try and see how that they can work best with our clients with SCORE as well. We work as a kind of a resource and team with you guys.
Yes.
Now, the other groups you work with besides SCORE, I know we've run into each other on a number of different occasions of programs.
Sure, we have. Well, there are many resources. Thankfully, in the Fox Cities, entrepreneurs are very fortunate. We have SCORE to work with. We have Small Business Development Corporation to work with. There's the ESEED program at the Venture Center over at Fox Valley Technical College. So those are some of the primary, local organizations that we work with. On the lending side, we also do work with all the economic developments in Outagamie, Wapaka, and Calumet counties.
Okay.
Kitty, where did CAP Services start, or what's the entomology of the thing?
Well, CAP Services is a community action agency, and in the United States and its territories, community action agencies are local, private, and public nonprofit organizations. We were started in 1966 by Lyndon Johnson after he signed the bill, War on Poverty. We will be celebrating 50 years next year.
Okay, so you're just a year younger than SCORE. We got our 50th this year.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
Okay, well, congratulations on the longevity of the program.
Right.
Seems to have done a great deal for us and throughout the Fox River Valley. So we're going to take a quick break here and come back. Again, we can take questions on phone calls if you wish. We're talking to Kitty Johnson, who is the Jobs and Business Development Coordinator for CAP Services here in the Fox Cities. And this is the BizTalk radio show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
And good morning once again, and welcome back to the Biz Talk Show. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. We have John Burns in our studio as my co-host, and we are interviewing Ms. Kitty Johnson, the Jobs and Business Development Coordinator for CAP Services. And so we just get a little started here, but Kitty, you mentioned as far as business development, a lot of different things. What are some of the projects and programs that you offer?
In our Jobs and Business Development program, we are able to work with business starts and expansions. For business starts, a lot of times we will help them evaluate their strengths. We help them to assess their market for the business plan and help them either improve the business plan or create the business plan from scratch. We will also help them create their three-year financial projections that they can either take to a financial institution to get funding if they need to, or we can work on lending packages for them.
Okay. And just as a quick question, a lot of people have a misconception that CAP Services is strictly for low income for the development. Do you have to be just low income, or do you service anybody?
No, CAP Services' primary mission is to work with low to moderate income individuals. However, the Jobs and Business Development Program has funding that does allow us to work with low to moderate income individuals as well as business starts that are rural, businesses that are looking for a loan but maybe don't have any job creation, but they're looking to add value to the community, and with individuals who are looking to expand actually in all of Wisconsin. Because of some of the funding that we have, we are able to lend to any area because of our SBA funding.
Okay. So you're not just limited to certain rural areas in Outagamie County, but you can deal with the urban areas as well?
Yes, we can.
Okay. And that would be to be able to make startup loans, or what type of lending do you actually do?
Well, we're fortunate in the way that we have a very large lending program right now. We do have funds for startups.
Mm-hmm.
We also do have funds for expansions. So it can be for equipment. It can be for working capital. It could be for capital improvements,
mm-hmm.
Maybe purchasing of a building.
Okay. So you do have direct loan programs that are available.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is the source of the funding for CAP services? Where does the money come from?
Well, our funding comes from many private and public lending sources. Community Assets for People is our lending arm. It is a U.S. Treasury certified community development financial institution and a wholly owned affiliate to CAP Services.
Okay.
Business loans are funded by, like I said, several different public and private, for-profit and non-profit. For instance, we do have funding that came from U.S. Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
We do have funding that came from USDA.
Okay.
And we have funding that came from SBA, as well as private funders that just said, here, we want you to have money to work with these businesses and help them start.
Okay.
Yes. Kitty, is it always just one source, or do you put together a package of maybe different sources
Sure.
for a given client?
We would like to be the gap. We're the gap, and we put a package together with either a financial institution and ourselves. Sometimes it's a financial institution, ourselves, and economic development. So we do work with all of those resources to help the client put that whole package together that fits their business and their needs, as well as their assets. Sometimes collateral can be the main issue, and we need to be able to use that collateral to stretch it as far as possible. And sometimes that requires us to put a lending package together with economic development, ourselves, and a financial institution.
Okay, and what do you mean by gap? I don't know that a lot of people really understand that.
Sure. If there is a requirement of the project cost, say overall $50,000, just to use an easy number, and the entrepreneur themselves are bringing $10,000 to the table, and they still need to borrow $40,000. Sometimes they are able, because of their collateral, maybe they can borrow 15 or 20 from their financial institution, but the financial institution can't go beyond that $20,000. Mm-hmm. There's a gap of $20,000. So at that point, we might look at economic development and bring them on board and say, would you do 10 if we do 10 and work out the collateral between us?
Okay. So, but and then you put a package together with multiple lenders to fill that gap.
Yes. Sometimes the financial institution is the one that comes to us and they initiate it. Sometimes it's economic development that comes to us and they initiate it. Other times it's us initiating it and bringing the financial institution and the economic development to the table.
Okay.
Kitty, what's the most important thing that a client can bring to you when you first talk to them?
Well, a business plan is always the first step. We do ask, that's usually my first question is, do you have a business plan and do you have 3-year financial projections? And then as well as, what are you looking for funding? How much funding are you looking for? What are you looking to use it for? And it's not a question we like to ask, but it's a question we have to ask. Do you have collateral?
Mm-hmm.
And how much do you have for collateral? Because that ultimately determines how much they can borrow.
Okay. And the person says, okay, fine, I have some money and so on, but no collateral personally. What happens?
Well, sometimes that can be an issue depending on how large the project is and depending on who we're trying to work with.
Mm-hmm.
We usually try to find something for collateral, whether mm-hmm. it be a vehicle that's free and clear, somebody who is able to put something up for them, but as well as when they're purchasing equipment, we can use that equipment as collateral that's being purchased,
mm-hmm.
and we use it as 75% of the value.
Okay. So that you offer more value with some of the different types of collateral than, for instance, a lender would?
Typically, yes.
Okay. Okay. So that can help someone who's looking for funding, but, the bank gives them so much credit for it, you would be able to add a little more because of the available funding?
Right. Our experience has been normally a financial institution will put 50% value on a piece of equipment. We put 75% value on a piece of equipment.
Okay.
And inventory, depending on what kind of inventory it is, consumables or, you know, what they are using for inventory, we are able to use that inventory at 50% value or 25% value.
Okay.
And sometimes your financial institutions won't use inventory at all.
Okay. All right.
It's a higher risk.
All right. Well, just getting back to one of the areas, and that is the question is where you're allowed to work as far as lending is concerned. You mentioned the counties, but through some of the programs, you can actually go statewide?
With SBA, we are allowed to go anywhere. We have not done any loan myself that's been too far out of our counties. But SBA is not tied to job creation.
Okay.
And most of our funding sources are tied to job creation. You do have to be creating roughly one job for every $20,000 to $25,000 okay. that you're borrowing.
Okay. So that would be something like some of the counties with their revolving loan funds and so on, have that kind of a program that you also work with?
Some of the economic developments, they also do have requirements on job creation and low to moderate income individuals being hired for those jobs.
Okay. So you work with Calumet County, I mean, with Outagamie County's revolving loan fund, Waupaca County, and so on?
We've had a very long partnership with Waupaca County. We've done a lot of projects with Waupaca County, and that partnership continues to grow. Outagamie County has a newer revolving loan fund. We have been in communication with them on some different projects, and we have not been able to do anything with them quite yet, but we are looking forward to that partnership and growing that partnership and doing lending with them, as well as Calumet County. We have not done any lending with Calumet County yet, but we have been in communication with them, and again, we look forward to growing that partnership and making some projects together.
Okay.
Kitty, does the person applying for the loan, let's say it's Waupaca County, do they have to be a resident, or does the business simply have to be located there?
That's a really good question. That's a question that sometimes we forget to answer right away. But it does have to be the business. They can live in any county they want, but if that business is being started or grown in Waupaca County, Calumet County, Outagamie County, those are the counties that we're going to utilize the funding for.
Okay. You started by saying the most important thing is, of course, having the business plan and the financial documentation and so on. Do you actually write that information for the person, or are you like SCORE, where we act as mentors?
We're much like SCORE. We act as the mentor as well. I will ask my client what they need me to be for them. Do they need me to be their teacher, their coach, their cheerleader, their sounding board?
Hand holder,
right.
Whatever.
Right. You know, and everybody has their strengths and weaknesses, and everybody works in a different way.
Uh-huh.
So what I primarily try to do is sometimes it's extracting information from them. They have it all up in their mind, and they can tell you a lot about it, but getting it on paper is the hardest thing sometimes. And I think that's what we play, you know, between SCORE and like myself. That's one of the biggest roles we play, is helping them to extract that information from their mind and get it logically onto paper that's understandable by other people.
Okay. Just a quick reminder, if you have any questions for us or for Kitty today, you can reach us here at the HBY studios at 281-1150 here in Appleton, or on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. We'd appreciate any calls and questions that you might have for Kitty. We're talking about CAP Services and some of the things that they do here in the you mentioned, what, 8 counties?
We primarily serve the 5 counties, of Waupaca, Washera, Marquette, Outagamie, and Portage.
Okay.
But I do cover with jobs and business development. I am able to work in Calumet as well.
Okay, so we do overlap in everything, I think, but Portage is the only one we're not that you won't find SCORE in. So not at least not us, but we do have a SCORE chapter over there. So.
Right.
Okay.
Kitty, when there is a situation funding wise that does require job creation. You know, if it's a one-man band kind of thing, does that job count?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah, it does count. We do count the entrepreneur, the business owner, as creating a living wage or a full-time living wage job for themselves.
Okay.
And when you're working in the areas, how many clients do you service in your organization? I know that's kind of an odd question, but it's like, you know, sometimes we surprise ourselves with the number of people that we work with.
That's a number that I don't really know.
All right.
I It fluctuates because we stay with our business starts even after they've started their business.
Mm-hmm.
My clients, a lot of times, are still in business. So not only am I working with my new clients that are coming into the pipeline, but I also have those businesses that I continue to work with after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had to look at the number of clients that I personally am working with, it could be anywhere from 15 to 30 at one time, depending on if you're talking loan client,
okay,
or just a business development client or an actual already established business.
Okay. And now we're talking about the business side of CAP Services. Just to divert a little bit, what are some of the other services that CAP Services offers? That was a quick jump shift, but give you a chance to kind of tell us a little bit more. I know the business is very, very important as far as working with us here at SCORE, but there's a lot of other things that CAP Services does.
There are. Actually, CAP Services has nearly 36 programs, and that is through 4 different departments. The 4 different departments are human development, early childhood development, of course, jobs and business development, the program that I work in, and housing development. And there, some programs are offered in all 5 of our counties, and other programs are only offered in certain counties. We don't like to overlap mm-hmm. what other agencies are doing or what communities have already. But in Outagamie County, besides jobs and business development, we have a skills enhancement program, which is continuing education.
Mm-hmm.
We have a project team program, which is a family mentoring program. We have Katie Beckett, and we have a poverty simulation program.
Okay.
And Katie Beckett is new to our organization, I think, as of last year. I'm not as versed on Katie Beckett.
Okay, that's the name of the program.
That is the name of the program.
Okay.
Yep. And our poverty simulation program is just that. We do poverty simulations across our counties and invite our community members mm-hmm. to come and participate in that so that you can kind of learn or feel what it's like to be low to moderate income and what that day is like.
Walk a mile in their shoes.
You do. And okay. It's very enlightening. It's very educational.
Okay. As we're going along, then where would we contact you for information?
My phone number is 920-209-1384. And my email address is kjohnson@capmail.org. CAP's website is www.capservices.org.
Okay. One of the other programs, I was just looking at one of your brochures, is in regard to being able to provide incubator space. Do you do that?
We do, not in Outagamie County.
Okay.
We do have some incubator space, I think, in Portage and possibly Washera counties. But that is not, or actually what it says here is Marquette, Portage, and Washera counties. But that is nothing, anything that I've ever been involved with. But we can, our headquarters is in Stevens Point.
Okay.
And besides myself, there are 3 other coordinators that work in this program in the different counties.
Okay. So there would be a possibility there if I'm looking for space as an incubator.
There's a very good possibility. And the best place to find that information, honestly, is on our website. There's a lot of information about our programs on the website, and there are also even business planning tools on our website that individuals can use.
Okay.
Kitty, do you also work with, I know like a lot of municipalities and cities will have property that they've purchased or they're trying to develop. Is that something that you could coordinate with a client?
Well, there are times when we do have clients that are looking for property, and depending on where it is, I do call. For instance, I had a client who was looking for property in Appleton. I did call the city of Appleton, and we do ask them, is there anything available? We just found out, actually, last week, Monday, we were in an Outagamie County meeting, mm-hmm. and we found out that there is a website through Fox City's Regional Partnership that lists sites and buildings that are available to lease and rent. And I thought that was a wonderful resource for us to have because
mm-hmm.
we probably
mm-hmm.
will utilize that resource.
Yeah, because as some of the meetings we go to, we find out about things that are going on. But for the average person to be able to find a property that's available or things like that, that's a great resource.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that just as a reminder, then we are you're listening to the Biz Talk Show. We're going to take a short break here. Be back to wrap things up with Kitty Johnson, who's the Job and Businesses Development Coordinator for CAP Services. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. We're happy to have you on Biz Talk here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
And every time it rains, and it's from heaven.
And welcome back once again to the Biz Talk Show. My name is Randy Melzer, even though I don't sound like him. And in the studio with me today is John Burns, my guest host. And we are working today with Kitty Johnson. Kitty is with the CAP Services Program here in the Fox Cities. Kitty, we talked a little bit about CAP Services. Can you just one more time kind of explain to us how CAP Services is put together? It's not a government organization.
Well, CAP Services is a private nonprofit agency. We are partially federally funded. But we were, in order to stay sustainable, we do not rely 100% on federal funding. We have a lot of different funding sources.
Okay, so you are not part of the, but like a score is, we are affiliated with, for instance, SBA. So,
right.
Okay, that's kind of interesting. And I just wanted, interesting arrangements that we make to get these various programs on the road here and working.
Right.
Speaking of working and so on, I know you have a number of people that you have worked with. And I just wanted to mention some of the clients that you've had in the past.
Sure. Well, I want to make sure that everybody understands that we are a confidential free service. The clients that I'm going to mention are clients that we have gotten permission from for mentioning, as well as I would never let anybody know how exactly I worked with anybody.
Sure.
We have many different services available, so it could be any one of the many. But the main reason to mention these clients is to show our versatility and the kind of businesses we work with.
Right.
So Kokona Coffee and Tea in Kokona, Rose Publication in Clintonville, The Barber's Chair in Greenville is a barbershop, Song's Cuisine in Appleton is a brand new Cambodian diner that opened on Wisconsin Avenue. Kingdom Cuts in Grand Chute is a full family service salon focused primarily on kids services, young, preteen, and teen. Fresh Hour Precision Welding and Fabrication in Hortonville or Stevensville. Vibracon Plus in Greenville. Vast and Gate Distributing in Black Creek. Happy Paws in Appleton, which is a dog walking service. Malliot Travel in New London, and last but not least is Busy Bee Cleaners in Kokona.
Okay, so you're not just working with rural, you're working with urban growth as well.
Yes, very much so.
Very good idea. Okay, well, we're just about to the time in the program here where I get to put the client on the spot here a little bit and ask you for your biz tips. So what I'm looking for is a little bit of wisdom that you want to pass on to people who are thinking about starting their own businesses.
Sure. Well, with business jobs and business development, my business tip would be to succeed in business, don't just write your business plan in your mind. Working with a great business coach, CAP Services score will not only help you move the business plan from your mind to paper, it will be less frustrating and a lot more fun.
Okay, so write it down.
Write it down.
And put it where people can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Yes?
Kitty, I was going to ask if people want more information, what kind of things are on your website in that regard?
Oh, on our website, there's a lot of information about CAP Services, about jobs and business development, about our lending program, as well as some business tools, ABC's marketing plan, build your business plan, how to establish and get an FEIN or a federal employee identification number online, financial statements, and small business tax information. That's just some of the tools that are available on our website for business development, as well as the contact information for all the programs in each of the counties.
Okay, so in addition to reaching you that way, how else can we reach you?
Well, I failed to mention earlier that CAP Services does have a Facebook page. Our Jobs and Business Development has its own Facebook page. You can reach me at 920-209-1384. My email address is the letter K, Johnson, at capmail.org. And again, our website is www.capservices.org.
Okay. Well, again, Kitty, I want to thank you very much for coming on the air with us today and telling us about CAP. It's an organization that we at SCORE work with and try to have as a resource for our clients. And so thank you very much. We appreciate having you here.
It's been great to be here. Thank you very much.
John, again, thank you for being my guest host and putting up with watching me try desperately to stay awake today. So good to have you here.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Okay. Well, just a reminder that we will be coming back next week. We have our guest for next week is going to be a Lynn Wagner. Lynn is with the Business Services, Inc. She is a health resource specialist and occupational therapist. She's going to be talking about ergonomics and why that's important, not just for the big businesses, but for everyone who is in business and how all the different things that you do. So with that said, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. This is the Biz Talk with SCORE radio program. And my name is Randy Melzer. We will be seeing you again next week. Thank you very much. You are listening to The Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150. That's WHBY.